old business. First case, please.
The first item under old business is case 11,750. Ron and Diana Bremski are seeking a variance to reduce the rear yard setback, section 115-25C and 115-183C of the Sussex County Zoning Code. Thank you.
Excuse me. Before we start on this, Mr. Moore, I wanted to ask you a question. Mr. Rickard was absent our last meeting, but it's my understanding he came in and he's listened to all the tapes and the cases. So
yes, that has been the practice with county council as well. If the councilman or board member or commissioner listens to the tapes and has indicated on the record that they have done so, they may participate.
Okay, because I want him to participate. You know, we need his opinion. So did you, that was taken, you did get that done then?
Yes.
All right, thank you then. Okay, I'll open the floor up.
I'm sorry? The whole meeting. Okay.
Well, that way it's on record then. Yeah. Thank you. Okay, we'll start the case. Mr. Rickards, would you like to start? If you have any questions.
Okay, I believe this case here, I have not really, I'm not really satisfied with some of the, some of the testimony has been given. And I have some questions in my mind. I'd like to table this case to the next regular meeting.
Okay.
The April 4th meeting, I thought you were here, Mr. Rickard.
He was here.
Yeah.
Yes.
There was
yes.
a couple of them that he wasn't, though.
That would have been, the last one or two on the agenda item.
But still, I'd like to bring it out to him now.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to do it early, then. In case I forgot or whatever.
Yeah, I was here for that one.
Okay, but I just still wanted to... Thank you, Mr. Mills. Okay. All right, I got a motion on the further discussion. Mr. Mills, do you have any further discussion?
Well, I know the concern was that, I believe from Mr. Rickard, that we'd be setting a precedent in approving this this case. I didn't know if he had, given any further consideration to that or not.
Mr. Chairman, was there a second to the motion?
I'm good.
There was not.
No, not yet.
We've had several requests now, for this type of variance, and also by the same agent for the applicant. And five cases after this one, we did approve one.
Right.
at any rate, if Mr. Rickard needs more time, I understand.
Okay. Okay, and I got a motion. Do I have a second then? All right, Mr. Russell, do you have anything to offer first?
I would agree with Mr. Mills. However, I would like to say that we need to, if we're going to table it one more time, we need to act on it next time.
Okay. Very well. I can agree with that. Mr. Wharton?
I have no problem table it, but I'd like to see the contractor be subpoenaed to come in.
Okay.
So we have other questions?
One of the things I would be concerned with, I suspect that the public record was probably closed at the end of the meeting. So Mr. Sharp is normally the attorney here. If you decide to do that, I would like to discuss with him what procedures that you would use to reopen the public hearing, if in fact that's what you would desire to do, or if that's even possible.
I know we typically in the past have not done that, and if we were to do that, we would have to be re-advertised.
That is correct. But we,
yes.
But we have done
that
before.
I guess whatever you have commented about that, we can do that.
We've left it open for that, or at the hearing, we've made that decision to subpoena someone for more information.
Right. Yeah.
I don't recall that we've ever done that after the fact. And if we did, we would have to advertise.
Well,
absolutely would have to advertise.
Yeah. There's an awful lot at stake here in this subdivision. And setting a precedence in this subdivision and other subdivisions. We've in my mind, we've made some mistakes before and not looking into it at length. And I think with the subpoena of the builder, it would give us a clearer picture. I mean, I think I would, if it's
here.
Possible, if it's possible, because she's claiming, you know, the applicant's claiming that they were directed by the builder to, that they would be able, after all these years that they've been there, they'd be able to build. And that's the reason these people found out that they couldn't build, because they'd be encroaching on the setbacks. And that's the reason they're before us. So there's some information getting out in that subdivision that is not right. Somebody is giving the wrong information, and I don't want to see other people spending $400 to come in here and, you know what I mean, have the wrong information when they file $400. That's a lot of money.
When you said builder, I thought you were referring to the applicant's builder in this case, but
no.
You're talking about the developer.
Right.
Developer.
Yeah, I meant the developer. I think that's what he meant.
Yeah,
Mr. Mills.
That's
you.
Right. Correct me on that.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's the reason I had this
motion.
We want to be very sure what we do in this case. I think this is going to be either a shot across the bow, or it's going to be something that that has been done in error, and we can react to that.
Okay.
That's my motion, that we table this.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Well,
excuse me. Okay.
Are you tabled for what? To have
for the decision to Mr.
Well,
if
correct me if I'm wrong, but if you want a response from the developer, then we should go ahead and make the motion to re-advertise now,
right.
And so it doesn't prolong the process.
Well, don't you think that would answer a lot of our questions by having him here? Everybody's saying that they told him that we could do it.
Yeah, we've heard testimony that from each one that the builder said that they could do that later.
Yeah,
I don't necessarily disagree, but.
Mr. Mills, I think in the future we might be able to, it'll be a shot across the bow for some builders that we've had them make a statement, the applicant, that the builder did told me I could do this.
Well,
so this might give them a little, okay, we may have to testify in behalf of ourselves here.
The only thing that concerns me that we would hear is that the builder, as a builder, I did not tell them that. However, I may have had a salesman that told them that or whatever. So to subpoena the right person might be a difficult task.
Right. But even if the developer says,
well, she pretty much says that, doesn't she, here? She says the builder, I don't know.
Well, Ryan Holmes.
Yeah, Ryan Holmes.
But it could have been the salesman that said that, or.
Still, that's.
Yeah. That'd be the burden of them, I would think.
I wouldn't want to see the public paying $400 to come in here when the builder say so. I mean,
right.
Okay.
So we got a
motion on the floor to what?
Got a motion on the, excuse me.
The motion is to table.
Table it.
That got seconded by Mr. Workman. So again, I guess you're going to need to withdraw that motion to revise it to open up.
Let me talk to my mind. I was going to give me a vote on that first and then make a motion to reopen it, Mr. Moore.
Right. You can either withdraw this and make a new motion, and it would take the person who made the second to approve. But is it going to make a difference what you hear from the developer? Because if the developer says, yes, I told them that it was okay to do this, it's still wrong and be telling each person to do this.
Right.
Do you want to be approving it?
No.
Because that's a way of basically changing.
Right.
Or if they say, no, I didn't, does that make a difference?
The difference, I think, that that Mr. Rickard is suggesting, or would be suggesting, is that if the builder told them that they could do it, then you, it would argue the standard for wasn't created by the applicant.
Right. Okay.
Right.
John.
Thanks, John. Yep.
John, what's...
Put the words right out of my mouth.
Maybe we'll be looking, I think, at a different scenario now.
Right.
If somebody told me to do it, they were going by the builder itself.
Right.
And they said, hey, no problem. And then, you know, that's what they were going on. I think it'd be a little bit different then.
Yeah. Right. That's when we get all parties involved.
But if he says no, I mean, and it's coming doing it.
Then they're wrong.
They're wrong.
And again, you know, I did ask the applicant, is there any more out there of this type of variances that will be appearing, that probably, you know, a possibility that be appearing? And she said, what was it, 15%? 15 to 25%. So it's important that we do get to the bottom of these first two.
Right. Well, it's very important. Also, if the developer said, yes, you can do that, then that's a cheap way for the developer to get around our setback laws by saying, I'll pay the $400 for your application fee. And so therefore the setbacks are changed. That's why I pose the question, does it make a difference what they say?
Yeah, big difference.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So
I would have to read...
You can withdraw that, and Mr. Workman had to agree to it, and then we make a new one.
Well, I'd like to withdraw that motion.
Okay.
Of tabling it on the, table it to the next meeting. I'd like to withdraw that motion.
And then make, okay.
Mr. Workman, consent?
Mr. Workman, yes. Okay. Okay, so we...
I'd like to make a motion that we re-advertise case... 11,750.
For the reason to subpoena
the builder or developer.
Developer.
And to only ask that question.
Yes.
Yes.
And to allow.
There would have to be rebuttal by the if you have okay, one come right. in since you're re-advertising the hearing.
They would have a chance.
Yeah, so it'd be just a new one to be advertised.
Right.
Okay, Mr. Miller?
Yep.
Okay, so we got a motion by Mr. Rickards that, that we re-advertise case number 11,750. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I got a motion by Mr. Rickards, a second by Mr. Workman again, that we re-advertise case number 11,750. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Excuse me, Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
And I, Mr. Calloway. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,750 will be re-advertised.